Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On tonight's show, we're talking about painful sex, sex parties, long distance relationships, and amazing sex that can come through pelvic floor health and strength. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Okay, everybody, you know what time it is. It's time for my weekly Sibian update. We're getting to know each other a lot better. It's kind of like my mascot. I come home, I'm like, oh, there's my orchid. There's my, well, I don't have Anderson's dog anymore, which is very sad. But I have my Sibian. And I have to say, it really is the kind of thing that you, if you think that you know everything about the Sibian, because people, you might have seen it like on different shows and stuff like that. You're like, oh yeah, it's this big thing. And it seems so unrealistic. It's really the kind of thing that will improve your sex life by alone or with a partner. One of the top questions I get asked is, how do I have an orgasm during intercourse? In fact, I was getting my teeth cleaned the other day. New dentist, the dental hygienist was talking to me, and I always try to hold back on what I do. She's got her fingers in my mouth, and she's like, so what do you do? And I told her, and she said, oh, I have a question for you. She stops and she says, I can't have an orgasm during intercourse. She's a 35-year-old woman. I said, listen, that is the most common question. She was shocked that it's so common that women can't. So here's the thing with the Sibian. Not only is it just feel amazing, I mean, you actually ride it like you're riding cowgirl position, and it's a very unique mountable design. There's nothing else like it, but you can actually train your body to have orgasms that you can't actually, you probably have never had these kind of orgasms before, but if you want to have a G-spot orgasm or clitoral orgasm, the way it's designed is, once you learn how to orgasm with it, you transfer that experience to sex with your partner, the way you move. It's just this amazing contraption. It's not even a sex toy. It's beyond that. Plus, it comes with all these attachments. So if you want like an insertable attachment, or you want a clitoral attachment, a finger, there's one like a finger, whatever you're into, anal, you know, hey, you can pick your color. I got this cute little ottoman that it fits into. Oh, you have to check out my Instagram, Sex with Emily, because we did a great little video about it. But you can check it out. And the Sibian website says it all. There's actually a testimonial, my first orgasm ever. I've been married for 17 years. I always thought our sex life was okay, but I didn't get excited about it. My first time on the Sibian, I can hardly describe the feeling I had. My body exploded. It was unreal what happened. I soon realized at the age of 38, with the Sibian, I had my first orgasm ever. I've now started having orgasms while making love to my husband. I have Sibian to thank. Thanks, Sherry from Texas. So check it out. And if you want to learn more about the Sibian, it's totally a reasonable purchase. It's something that will change your sex life. Check it out. You get $75 off your first order if you use code EMILY75 at Sibian.com. That's EMILY75 at Sibian.com. Thanks for listening.
To his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Check out our website. We update it every day. We've got great blogs, videos, got a lot going on there. Check it out. Sign up for our mailing list. I do killer emails. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Happy day. Hi, Anderson.
What up, Sex?
So good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah. Things are good. How have you
been? Big show. Big show tonight.
It is a big show tonight.
We're actually going to call somebody.
We got to call somebody because...
somebody has to report.
His name is Mike.
Yeah, Mike has to report.
He's got to report because here's the thing. When I get hundreds of emails a day from listeners, and I read them all, so thank you all for emailing me. feedback@sexwithemily.com.
He wants to talk about his girlfriend or his wife?
His wife.
Her vagina is becoming dangerous, right?
Her vagina is becoming a dangerous tool where she can rip off his penis because her Kegel muscles are so strong.
So I'm going to hear from somebody other than you tonight, about these Kegels.
And, yeah, and, exactly.
The pelvic floor. Yes, we're going to hear all about that somebody else.
I'm going to change the name of my show to Pelvic Floor.
No, please don't do that. Let's not do that.
Well, it's been 10 years. So pelvic floor. No, because people don't realize the importance of it until I started using the intensity, which I've talked about. It's a toy. It's a rabbit vibrator that actually does your Kegels for you. It's changed my life. And I've been trying so hard to start new routines and meditate every day. This is the one thing I do every day. So this guy emailed me and talked about it. Anyway, we're going to call him because I just want to be like, I got to hear this experience because I couldn't believe it when I read his testimonial. So that's a big show. We have another big 10-year anniversary show coming up.
10-year or 10-year?
10-year.
Yeah.
It's in Los Angeles.
If you're
and
a
you
teacher,
better all get your ass there. What?
I think you only need 3 years to be tenured as a teacher, I think. So it was different. You've been tenured on this program for quite some time.
I have been. Yeah. Thousands of shows I'm going through. 2,000, 3,000 podcasts. They're not even all on iTunes. One day I'll just release them all to the world. But yeah, that's going to be December 6th at the Hollywood Improv at 7:30. And if you go to my website, you can check out the information. Tickets are $15.
$15, $20 walk up, right?
Yeah, totally. We're going to have food. We're going to have all that for you. And it's going to be awesome. So it's going to be a retrospective. Anderson will be their Menace live show.
Should I bring Stanley?
Oh my God.
Should I bring Stan?
He's so calming.
I'll bring Stan.
Why didn't you bring him tonight? Stanley is Anderson's dog. You've seen my Instagram lately.
I got another show after Loveline.
Stanley would love to be with
you. I don't want to subject him to six hours of radio program.
Is he ever like, oh, that was really fun?
Sometimes he gives me a look like, where is she? Yeah.
I saw some of his food left in my refrigerator today. I was crying.
That hurts. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I love your dog. Thank you for that. I'm actually really considering a dog.
You should go out and get one for yourself.
It's on the list.
Go out and get a dog.
Anderson's on the list. I'm thinking about getting a dog, but I'm just not sure who's going to take care of him yet. So I'm getting to that point.
Have you named your Sibian yet?
Oh, thank you for asking. So,
have you put a leash on your Sibian and pretended he was Stanley and walked your Sibian around a block?
I'm so glad you asked that. Do you want to hear the funniest thing? Okay, so you know we had a contest.
Yes.
Which was partially inspired by you. Because you said to me the first time I talked about it, you're like, what'd you name it? I'm like, oh, I don't know. And then I got an email about it. People are like, what are you going to name it? And people keep saying, so I was like, oh. So we had a naming contest. We picked the top 10 names. Mm-hmm. We just put the video on YouTube. Check out my Sex with Emily channel. And then those 10 people now move to... because we're giving away a Sibian.
Oh, you are.
Those 10 people move to round two, where they have to answer questions, and there's round three. So it's been great, the contest, and you got to check out that video. There were some good names.
What is the guy who inspired the entire contest to get? What does he get?
You?
Yeah.
Do you want a Sibian?
Cool.
I always ask, I was leaving the house, I'm like, I wonder if Anderson really, that you say you don't want toys, but do you, secretly?
Yeah, I'm good. I don't to ask for anything. Hey, my dad offered to, pay off all my student loans before he died. I'm like, nah, I'm good, Dad. I'll do it.
Suffering. Did you get money now from him?
No, nothing. I got to pay off his credit cards.
I'm
an idiot, yeah.
No,
I'm good. I don't need anything.
I only slept for 2 hours less than everyone, so excuse me.
Yeah.
But you're such a martyr.
No, I'm not. I don't around talking about it. I don't come on the show and say, hey, Emily offers me the world and sex toys every day. And I say no.
But that leads me to believe that you really want them.
No, I'm good. I don't need anything.
I won't ask you about them on the air. It's cool. Whatever. So check out Facebook and Instagram, though, if you want to know who the Sibian contest winners are. And
what are some of the names? You got any of the names?
Mr. President.
Ooh.
Pony Boy.
Pony Boy. I like Stay Golden.
Two Pony. Yeah, Stay Golden.
Yeah.
We actually did we're doing a lot more amazing videos now. So I do have a YouTube channel, Sex with Emily, and we did a really funny one where I read all the names, the finalists, and it was very funny. You have to see it. You can check out the Sibian there. And Mr. President Pony, what else was there? Denzel Washington. Denzel.
Lucius Lyon would be a good one. Lucius.
Dude, you could have entered. You could have entered.
No.
It's your wife's birthday coming up.
I know, but that'd be awkward. Like, here's my replacement.
Yeah. It's not a replacement.
I know it's not. I've heard you talk about it. I know. I'm just messing around with you. I'm good.
Oh, jeez. God.
No, they're a beautiful piece of machinery.
It is a beautiful thing. Yeah. And I got it comes with this little ottoman that you can
get. So you can hide all your stuff in there. I've seen your videos. I've seen them.
Don't you like my videos? Lori does them in my office. She rocks. And so, yeah, today's show, we'll be doing that. We'll be talking to the guy. We got some good sex in the news.
Good.
And I just, yeah, okay.
Hey, wait, before we go any further, I hate to jump in here, but I thought about it when I came up with the topic for the film vault that we did this week. I'm like, this is something I got to let Emily's audience know about because it's kind of right up that they're talked about sex. Top five nude scenes is what we do on the film vault this week.
I don't know when this is.
It's a little Mr. Skinny. Yeah, we've done top five topless scenes in the past, but never nude scenes. And I don't know what this says about me, but my top five nude scenes, every single one of them is a dude. All guys.
It's penises.
Well, on my list, yeah. Brian, my co-host, bald Brian.
Come on, is there a woman in there?
He's got a few ladies on there, but I went with like scenes that were jarring or hilarious or impactful.
Okay,
they all involve peeing.
Give me one.
Crying game.
Okay, but that's not a sex scene. It is. There are.
I never said sex scenes. We did top five sex scenes a number of years ago. We did top five nude scenes. John Davidson, is that his name?
I don't have time to analyze where all the scenes were about.
Yeah, he whips out his penis and he's completely nude. That's a good scene.
I'll listen to that one. Film Vault podcast. Check it out. Well, 9.5 weeks.
No, I didn't do that, or Wild Orchid. No, because that's too sexual, too steamy.
What are you, like, PG?
No, I just don't like that kind of... I like to be punched in the face. I don't like... I talk about that, too. I talk about how I like my porn and my movies to be separate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to go see a movie where there's a bunch of strangers sitting around, and all of a sudden I start to get a little aroused. It's uncomfortable. It's like going to a strip joint with your buddies. It's like, I have a boner. You have a boner? We all have a boner? Sweet.
But
High
you go
five.
See movies by yourself anyway.
I know, but I don't want to have boners when I'm watching these movies.
No one's going to see you with the boner. Put your popcorn over it. It's all good.
There was a porn that I saw when I was a kid, Emily, from the 70s, where a guy had popcorn, and he was trying to get fresh with this girl that he took to the movies, and he actually put a little hole, and he put his penis.
Oh, dude, that's terrible.
Oh, I know.
When I was 18, my mom took me to New York for my birthday.
Mm-hmm. Wait, was that Animal House? It might have been in the Animal House. All right, anyways, go ahead.
I don't remember what movie we were seeing, but I was 18, and we were in New York, and there was a guy sitting, like, it was kind of an empty theater, like probably 7 seats down from me. At the end of the movie, I look over and he's looking at me, he's jacking off. And then I'm like, Mom, she's like, oh my God. And it was so disgusting. And then I was so innocent. I was like, Mom. And then we start to run out. And then the guy in the front row stands up, turns around, faces the audience towards the back of the theater, and he zips up his pants.
A different guy?
Yeah. Two guys were jacking off.
What fucking movie were you seeing?
It was like a fucking PG movie. I don't know.
Really?
Yes.
How many times has that happened to you?
Never since
what?
Then.
Oh,
never
man.
Have
Come
I
on.
Seen a man jack off in a movie
tune.
Theater.
You got to change that tune. Well, not
God,
in the
I love
movie
New
theater.
York. I want to move there after that.
Have you had other people expose themselves to you?
No. In life? No. Nope.
In life.
Never.
Outside of movie theaters.
Never.
Well, you got to lie and say more because
my wife. I'm totally open to it.
I think like five separate people have. Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? She's like
she's just walking in a park and she looks over and there's some dude in a bush. Yeah.
Do you know what it is? I'm always in my head that it might have happened all the time. I just don't see it happening because I'm so like caught up in my head. My mom's like,
you're on
pay
your
attention.
Phone. There might be somebody beating off right in front of you,
and
but you're
phone.
Texting.
I'm always on my fucking phone. I'm texting. I don't know. I missed life. My mom's like, pay attention. That's what she always says to me. Pay attention and stop talking. That's what she does. Two more questions because this is funny because what I was thinking about, so we were talking about the 10-year anniversary, which is a milestone. I was thinking about, and we're going to get into this, when you come to the show, I hope you all be there, is that my mom did used to say to me, like, it kind of seems like I worked in politics before, but when I was little, I asked so many questions that by the end of the day, she'd be like, two more. Like, if by dinner, she'd be like, no more, because I just was always very inquisitive. So I started the show. And then also, one more thing I wanted to say about the show. For all my listeners, what has been your favorite Sex with Emily moment, either over the last 10 years or since you've been listening? It could be a guest. It could be a funny moment, something Anderson said, if he was funny ever. Feedback at sexwithemily.com. Just kidding. You're awesome. Do you want to get into some sex in the news?
Let's get sex in the news.
Let's get some sexy sex in the news.
Well, why do you got to look at the back of your computer? Where
is because
that?
I was just thinking if we should call our friend.
No. Mike can wait. We're going to do sex in the news.
Okay. You love sex in the news. Men who perform oral sex on women are healthier. Now, last time we did a show, it was about women performing oral sex.
Semen is healthy for you.
But this is about men who perform oral sex on women are healthier.
This is like a response study?
No, I think they came out at the same time. This is the kind of study that I would fund. Research carried out by the State University of New York suggested that BJs can this is not... the one we talked about. Stop. The one we talked about was that BJs could have a whole host of health benefits. The news had been everywhere celebrating, but it seems women also have cause for joy now that at some parallel research conducted suggests that cunnilingus has plenty of its own advantages for both men and women. Mm-hmm. You're benefiting as well. Mm. They monitored 150 straight and lesbian couples. They were told to concentrate heavily on oral in their sex lives. 75 were told not to. And the results showed a notable difference in stress and anxiety levels, as well as sleep quality and intimacy levels. Maybe that's why I couldn't sleep last night. No one went down on me.
Mm-hmm. I don't buy this, because if this was the case, black dudes all across the country and around the world would not be sleeping. They'd be anxiety-ridden. They'd be all nervous and twitchy.
That's a myth. Mm-hmm. Black men, you think black men don't like performing oral? Dude, are you making racist jokes on myself?
It may sound racist, but I mean, that's what I've heard.
I know for a fact that's not true, P.S. And
hey,
I know
I've worked on a sex show for the last 15 years, and I've heard it from numerous callers.
On Loveline, that's true. Okay, the health benefits are real. Going down encouraged her to produce hormones like oxytocin and DHEA, which have been proven to have protective effects against diseases such as cancer and heart disease.
What?
Yep. What? Did I just stumble, or you couldn't understand?
It's bizarre that, like,
oral sex, you will not have cancer. Mm-hmm. The research also points to the sedative effect of the release of oxytocin and other endorphins, meaning it's the perfect way to encourage sleep for those that suffer from insomnia or restless nights. It also claims these hormones can even relieve migraine headaches.
I've heard that.
It's true. Orgasms do that. Right. PMS. Of course, there's other benefits as well. For many women, orgasms just are not achievable through penetration, and sustained clitoral stimulation is required. Hence, all my talk about masturbation and clitoral sex toys. There's no easier way to achieve it than orally. So that's what I want to tell you about that. And if you needed another reason to perform oral sex on your partner or to ask your partner for it tonight, go for it.
Do it. There's ain't got benefits. A good excuse. I had a friend. And I swear this is one of those, like, classic,
okay,
I had a friend, but right. I swear to God, a friend of mine, his name, I'll even say his name, Mickey.
Mickey.
I'm not going to say his last name, but it's my buddy Mickey was telling me, like, you know, there's too much information. You actually did one to me just a moment ago out in the parking lot. You told me way too much information about you and the Sibian. Anyways, all that aside, it was one of those classic moments where he, like, told me, like, he was telling me the story. I'm like, dude, I don't need to hear this. But he was talking about how he had a really bad headache from, like, being hungover. And then he decided to pop it up on his computer and start, you know.
Jacking up, right?
And his headache immediately went away because, like, the blood rushed from, like, his throbbing head down to his...
Well, no, hangover. Mm-hmm. So many men I know, just, like, when they're hungover, they just lie in bed and jack off.
And beat
day,
off, really? That's
sex.
What they do?
You didn't know this?
No.
It's like a cure for people. Guys say this all the time.
I heard greasy food, maybe a little
greasy
hair of the dog.
Greasy food and porn. And you're watching porn and you're having, like, a Big Mac or something.
Okay.
But I do think that oral sex is important. It's my favorite thing.
No, really?
I think we should call Mike before we get into the next one.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, because let me just tell you a little bit about Mike, you guys. So the intensity, if you haven't heard me talk about it, I've actually, in 10 years of talking about any product, I've never had such an overwhelming response from anybody. It's by Pormois, and it's that rabbit vibrator. It's also a Kegel exercise. It's a dual invention. It has health benefits and gives you orgasms. And I've been using it, and speaking of orgasms, I've had... This is what I was embarrassing Anderson talking about the Sibian. And this, I've had, like, different kinds of orgasms with my pelvic floor being stronger, G-spot orgasms, during intercourse more easily, more readily than I ever had before. And then my audience, you guys have all been going crazy about it, emailing me with giveaways, questions. So Mike emailed me and told me an amazing story. I was like, can I call you? Because I want to hear more about how this has affected you and your wife, because it's kind of astounding. So let's call Mike, because he's awesome. I love talking to the people, the listeners. Let's do more calls. Let's call everybody. For 10 years, let's call everyone who's ever listened to the show. That could be super fun. Really long show. Really, really long. So, Mike, okay.
Should start ringing at any moment now, and you just say, hey, Mike.
So real time.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. You guys, if you send me a good enough email, you're going to be on the show. How's that? No. You all send me great emails.
Don't.
I'm kidding.
Don't
I love you all.
Solicit even more emails.
I love emails. You get a serotonin rush from me.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, it's Emily from Sex with Emily.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice talking to you.
Good evening. Nice talking to you, too. Thanks for listening. You're out with Anderson as well.
What's up, Mike?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, buddy.
Mike, you're awesome. Thanks for listening to the show. How long have you been listening?
Oh, 2 years.
Oh, really? That's so good. Yeah. How'd you hear about it?
I think I was just skimming the podcast.
People go into iTunes and
just
Google Sex.
Given the podcast.
Well,
yeah,
Mike,
just seeing what's out there.
Thank you, actually, for being available, because I was just saying that, first of all, it's very brave. And I appreciate you sharing your story because, you know, I talk, as you know, for 2 years, a lot about, you know, different toys. And for some reason, this product, the Intensity, by like when people emailed me, went crazy about it. And then I heard about your story, got your email, and I wanted to talk about it. So, Mike, tell me, well, first of all, where do you live?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, my God. Thanks for staying up.
Yeah, no problem.
Your wife's in her room with the Intensity right now, right? So that's cool.
Yeah, she's sleeping. She just went to bed.
Oh, thank you, though. And how long have you been married?
Next year's, it's 14, so next year will be 15.
That's good. Wow. Cleveland, Ohio, too. He's one of my peeps. Okay, so tell me, I want to hear, so how did you first hear about the Intensity? It was on the show?
I think you were talking to your interns, and I think that was one of the devices that you're referring to them about.
Right, right.
And, yeah, I heard it. I was outside, and I heard it, and I emailed my wife right away about it, because she always had interest in doing Kegel exercises, but was never really successful with the traditional methods.
What did she try? She just like, it's hard because it's hard to stick with it. Oh, she tried the Kegel balls. Yep.
Yeah. And she was always worried that there'd be uncomfortable situations if, you know, because you had to do it for longer than 10 minutes. So.
Right, with the Kegel balls.
Like the UPS guy shows up or.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And it rolls on the ground out the door. And
no, we had someone call into Loveline. You know, do you remember this? Someone called Loveline a few weeks ago, and it was called What's Your Crazy, Like, Embarrassing Sex Moment? And someone said she put a Kegel ball in, and she was walking into the grocery store with her boyfriend, and it fell out of the floor.
Yeah.
So she has one that happened.
Take it away and just walk away, act like it was never
exactly. Like, I don't know what the hell that is bouncing. But, Mike, I have a question. So when you were listening to the Intensity, when we talk about it, what made you think, well, first of all, why did your wife want stronger Kegels? Like, what was going on in her life at the time that she was like?
Well, we have 4 kids. So,
oh, there you go.
You know. So she would like to laugh and, you know, one day run outside and play soccer with the kids without, you know, accidents.
Exactly. So that's what happens. So one of the things, we call it urinary incontinence, not very sexy, but 4 kids will do that to you. Also, if you don't have kids, just the older you get, your pelvic floor atrophies over time. It just does. And you sneeze and you pee, you jump and you pee, you talk and you pee, you laugh and you pee. So she was having that. And so clearly she wanted to do them. So then you got her the Intensity. So she was like, cool, I'll try it.
Right. She looked at the website, saw that, you know, it did all the work for you.
That's what I love.
Just went back and relaxed. It had the added bonus of the vibrator. So,
right.
You know, the little perk for yourself. And we obviously live by the Cleveland Clinic. So we saw the Cleveland Clinic studies in there and she was all on board.
Okay. Yeah. It's a twofer. It's like, oh, I think I'll have an orgasm. Oh, and I'll also do my exercises. So that's great.
Before or after, that's your only choice.
Exactly. Does she do it before or after? Do you know? We wake her up and ask her.
I think she's tried it both. And I don't think she's tried it during.
Right. No, during it's hard. But I usually do it after. It's like, oh, I just did my Kegels and now I'm all turned on kind of because my muscles are getting stronger. So the first time she used it, did you guys use it together or did she use it alone?
She used it alone just to get used to it. And then we've incorporated it together, I think, twice now. But a lot of times we'll just be laying in bed and she's like, oh, I forgot to do my exercises. So she'll pull it out and we'll watch TV together.
Right. And she was really okay. Because I got to explain, if you guys are just listening for the first time or whatever, it's shaped like a rabbit vibe. But mm-hmm. It has, you know, stimulation pads and you put this little gel on it. Stimulation gel and you put it inside you and you just for 10 minutes literally you just sit there and you're like, okay, hey, what's up, watch TV. And it's like, I wish someone could just do my abs for me like that or like run for me, but there's like nothing else like this. So did she stick with it? Is she good at sticking with it? Because
she's still with it, I think maybe week 6.
Okay.
I know she's almost on to maybe a little longer, I don't know, but she's almost to level 7 of the 10.
Ooh. Really?
So, it's a lot of positive feedback. She's, you know, she's actually laughing and jumping and not having any leakage. So
wow. So know, she's really
That's sexy, but
no. I'm telling you, this is why I the same thing. I don't have kids, and I was having the same thing too, and so I'm having the same experience. So she started. She's after 6 weeks of doing it regularly. And how's your sex life before the intensity?
We've always had a great one. I mean,
I love that.
Fortunate in that, yeah.
And four kids. They're like the perfect couple. Okay, so and how about after the intensity, like having sex? Like, do you feel a difference?
Yeah, she'll clench as I'm orgasming, and it feels really good.
Wow.
No,
so she, because her muscles are tighter, her Kegel muscles. So, and she never did that before in 14 years.
She would try. I don't think it was as noticeable.
Right. This is my experience, Mike. It didn't work before. And now the guy I'm dating is like, what did you just do? Because it feels amazing, right?
Yep.
So what about her orgasm? Like, does she say like she feels something different sexually? Orgasm?
Maybe not, but I know she's a lot more confident.
Oh.
And I think that's like probably one of those things not expected, but...
More confident how? Like,
Just, you know, feeling more sexy, paying attention more to herself, and, you know, that all leads to a much more, you know, aggressive desire.
That's so true. It's true. I feel like the more, I don't know what it is, like, it's kind of like when you, again, going back to abs, like when I feel like I'm doing my sit-ups a lot, like I want to wear my, you know, my crop top. And then when I'm not, I want to wear a big sweatshirt. So when I'm doing it's true though. I'm hornier. Like I'm more turned on. This is really cool, Mike. Anything else about your, because I just want people to know that like, because people have bought it, like listen to me. And I loved your story. And I love that you've been four kids and you're having amazing sex after 14 years. Like I want to send you a jacket or something.
I have to definitely recommend it. As a guy, it's a little intimidating when you see it.
Okay.
You know.
What's it look like?
Yeah, explain it.
It's like the rabbit, right?
It's pink.
And it's very, it has the inflating tube that she sticks into vaginally.
Right. Uh-huh.
And as you press a button to pump it up to fit your
vagina
better.
Right. Every time you use it, you just make sure it's snug and it's against your pelvic floor muscles.
Does it make a noise when she pulls it out? Does it go like...
You deflate it before you pull it out.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
So it was a little... At first, you were like, okay. You were like, it's just kind of interesting.
It's a little intimidating when you see it, but, you know, definitely very positive all the way around.
That's good. This makes me happy. Well, I'm so glad that you're having better sex because of it.
Thank you for letting me talk about it.
Yeah, and okay, I have a question for you. Yeah, so thank you. That's really good. And maybe we could like do a check-in. She's going to keep doing it, right?
When she gets to level 10.
Maybe. I'm not even at level 10 yet. You raise it every... I'm like, I'm
she's
so...
At seven.
You know what's so weird? I'm at like 5. But you know what's interesting
she's
is that...
She's beating you, Em.
I know, but she's...
At your own game.
Well, you know what? It's the only thing that I... Which is why I know it's so important that I've actually... Not the only thing.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not great at routine sometimes. No. Like, I meditate every day for a week.
Right.
But this is something I look forward to. Like, it's become, like, my me time every day that I do it. So that's really cool. Mike, I'm so glad that you guys are having great sex. And I want to hear... And you more about... Did you tell your friends about it? Has she, like, told her friends or anything?
I actually sold one to someone I work with.
You did?
So, where do you work, Michael?
Where do you work? What do you do?
At a pharmacy.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah,
this is almost like a medical device.
Okay, Mike, I have a question. I have a question for you. Okay, so you've been listening for... what'd you say?
I was asking if his coworker was hot.
So how's your pelvic floor muscles? I saw you just sneezed and put on a Depends. Would you like to talk about that?
My wife is drinking full jugs of water now and giggling and jumping at the same time. No problem.
It's actually amazing. I noticed recently that I sneezed.
All right.
See? I'm sorry. It's amazing. Mike, one more question for you.
Yeah.
So you've been listening to the show for 2 years.
Where were you the first date? Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I'm doing...
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm glad you found it. I'm doing a live show. You should totally come in Los Angeles, December 6th. I'm going to Michigan tomorrow, actually. But Mike, what is your favorite... If you could think of like your top Sex with Emily moment or show, what would it be? What comes to mind?
Ooh, surprise question.
Or something that you learned.
The last 5 minutes.
Talking to Anderson live.
I'm talking to you.
We've always liked the banter between... you and Anderson and you and
Menace.
Yeah, thank you.
Who's
yeah.
Menace?
Anderson so just doesn't like Menace. You like the banter.
Just the conversations
pattern.
And stuff like that.
And you feel like
so I think you guys have a good relationship between your co-hosts.
Thank you.
Emily's easy to get along with. She can have good banter and good
But like, have you learned, I love that you love our banter. Have you learned, has it improved your sex life at all? I mean, like if you say no, I'm going
to
hang up.
It gives us ideas to try and stuff like that, yeah.
That's good.
So, I mean, obviously, promoting the intensity has been the biggest factor on our life.
Oh my God, I'm so glad.
Hey, I don't want to put you
get
on the spot.
Get a Sibian next, what?
I don't want to put you on the spot, Em, but I feel like you should send Mike your book.
Yeah, you know what, Mike? Can
is
I
that
be
putting you on the spot? Is that wrong?
No,
should I, not
I was actually,
that?
I was kidding. I was like, I'll send you a jacket, but Mike, I'm going to send you a care package with my book,
oh,
Hot
you.
Sex, and I'm going to send you my Emily and Tony candle
and
something else too. So, Mike, you're awesome.
Kiss.
Thanks for staying awake. Wait, do I,
no
you have
problem.
My email. Will you send me your address?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, we're going to get that in the mail to you. And Mike, you're awesome. Thank you so much and keep me posted.
Well, have a safe trip to Michigan.
And thank you for listening. Thank you, honey. Have a great night. Sure. Bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Nice guy.
Nice guy.
I like him. He likes our banter.
I was worried about
it. This is my ego. I'm like, but did you learn anything?
Yeah, I know. I heard you. The banter
I'm like, should
wasn't
I just sit
enough.
Around a banter?
The banter wasn't enough for you.
You know what's
more.
So funny is that I get emails from listeners because 10 years, like, you banter too much. Get to the sex. So then I have periods where I'm like, I'm going to go right to the sex.
Yeah. You can't please everybody, Em. Do the show for yourself, man.
I do.
Yeah.
I really don't like.
If you did the show for yourself, you'd just be off in the corner with your Kegel exercises.
I'm doing them now.
No, come on, Em. Hey,
what
question came up?
Oh, wait,
that call.
One more thing. I want to tell people. Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Tell people.
No, I was going to say,
tell
just
people.
Go to my website. It's pourmoi.com.
Pourmoi.
And yeah, you just click on the banner on my website. You can see all the information there and get one.
All right. We're going to get to the emails here in a second, Em. But I want to,
yeah.
I don't know if you know this about me.
Go.
Do you know that I've cut off a man's penis?
No, when?
I was in a physiology class where we had cadavers. And I studied all this stuff.
In college?
It's been years. No, it was high school. I was an advanced physiology student in my high school senior year. And yeah, I worked on cadavers every single day right after lunch. And I cut off a penis and I filleted it and I looked at the vas deferens and the
that
urethra.
Was like your job. They're like, Anderson, I'll take the penis or everyone had to cut off a penis.
No, well, we had 3 cadavers, 2 men, 1 woman. And I opted to cut off the penis just for the sake so that I could talk about it all like in my later days, such as what I'm doing right now.
Such as right now. And how many times have you been able to bring that up?
Not often. I used to at parties all the time. And I've, you know, like when I go to camp, I'm a counselor at that oncology camp.
Right.
And we'd play little games like we have to tell 2 truths and a lie, and I'll usually slip that one in.
Dude,
there.
That's a great one. Like, I don't even know if I have anything like that.
Yeah, because
then
everyone
never
just
actually
assumes
told me that,
that I didn't, like, they always think that's the lie that I cut off a man's penis. I'm like, no, that's a truth.
Was it?
But I don't remember studying
you?
The freaking pelvic floor, man. I haven't been hearing about the pelvic floor until just like the last 6 months from you and Drew. Pelvic floor this.
Does he talk about
that.
It a lot too?
Yeah, I hear about it. Yeah, later years, pelvic floor problems, the ladies. Yeah.
I do have another.
Sex in the news?
Yeah, a quick one.
Is it good?
No, it sucks. I'm going to read it. It sucks. Almost every woman gets aroused by photos of other naked women. Mm-hmm. That's a big statement. Every woman.
Nearly.
Yeah. So most women are either bisexual or gay, but never straight, as such studies suggest, which is kind of what Kinsey said, that we're all on the spectrum, but, you know, like a 1 to a 10 in
right.
Men are more like a 1 or 2, but women can be like the 3, 4, or 5. So this shows us that women appear like 1 being straight and 10 being gay. So that's the Kinsey scale. So there was a study.
Uh-huh.
And they were based on elements such as whether their pupils dilated in response to sexual stimuli, showed that 82% of the women tested were aroused by both sexes. So it was lesbians and straight women. Meanwhile, the women who identified as straight, 74% were strongly sexually aroused by videos of both attractive men and attractive women. This was in contrast to the lesbians who showed much stronger sexual responses to women than men.
Sure.
The research, yeah. So that's what it talks about. And it says that... yeah.
I wonder if it gets confused, too, with you. You know how you girls are a little catty and like really in competition with one another? You
no,
know what I mean?
We're not.
Yeah, you are. And I wonder if there's any like sexual, responses that get confused in a study like that. Like you guys see, like if you saw a naked woman, you look at her boobs and be like, I wonder if mine are as good as that. You know what I mean? Like that
goes
off.
Well, there's that. So women do compare themselves to other women.
You guys check out
but
ladies
it's more
than
about checking
guys.
It. Like we become dilated. Like if you saw... a naked man. Well, actually, you do like naked men, as we covered
no,
earlier.
No, I don't. I like films and scenes in films that I remember that are jarring and that are impactful. I don't like, I'm like most straight men where like I see a gay man, I mean, I see a naked man and I recoil and I feel horrible. I feel homophobic, but it's, I don't like when I see gay sex, like it's, like I can't help it. Like,
right. And you know, a lot of straight women get turned on by like gay sex too. So yeah, there's a thing. I get turned on. I mean, when I go to, my go-to porn is, you know, girl on girl.
Is it?
Yeah. But that's really common, I think, for women, as we know by the study that, you know, there's your sex and news. We can get some emails, but first I need to talk to you all about something super quickly. Well, I already told you about the intensity. So that's just one thing. If you want to know more about it, you hear me again. I can't talk about it anymore. The benefits of Kegel exercises, and this just does them for you. Your pelvic floor is so important. And I'm telling you, it will, you don't have to wait till you have kids. You don't have to wait until your 30s or 40s. The women in my office are in their 20s. They're doing it. Check it out. And you get orgasms and you get pelvic floor health. I mean, what the hell? It's like a twofer. And it improves your sex life. And you got to check it out. It's pourmoi.com. And here's the deal. It's pleasure with a purpose. And you can also, here's the other thing. What he was referring to, Mike, is we did, go to my website and Google sex toy review intense
sex toy.
And sex toy review intense and unplugged. That was actually one of our most popular episodes. And because we reviewed a bunch of toys on there and people just love it because my team is great. So check that out. Also, Down Under Comfort. Oh, I got to send Mike some Down Under Comfort.
Caller Mike, who we just had
just because
on.
It's winter doesn't mean that season for sweaty balls is over. Your intimate areas are still getting sweaty under all those layers. We created Down Under Comfort to help you save you from sweaty junk all year round. We love it. We love Down Under Comfort. It's a cream to a powder formula. Listen, vegan. If you're using talcum powder, it's vegan. It's a mess. It gets all over the place and it's carcinogenic. But you can just do this for me. But Down Under Comfort, actually, it's also dry shampoo.
Oh, look at that. Really?
Yeah. And a guy tweeted me that his balls don't stick to his thighs anymore.
Oh, that's nice.
So check it out. Go to emilyandtony.com. Also, we have massage candles there, and they're now at a sexy discounted price. So check it out.
I love the little three set you got there.
The menage a trois set.
Menage a trois set.
I love
yeah.
it because you can try all three scents.
And they're really cute little like containers,
they're
too.
Travel.
They have the like you can light them, and then they have a little funnel on the end of it.
What, yeah,
what is it? Like,
you can pour it on your partner and give them a massage.
So you're not like pouring it out the side and it's going down the side. It has the little spout there, so it pours right out. It was nice.
Right.
Nice
Thank
touch.
You. I mean, did I give them to you for your trip?
I stole them from the back of your car when you weren't looking.
I didn't steal them. I brought them out. I brought you out there.
Her trunk is always just filled
Dude,
with
Dude, you have no
naughtiness.
Idea. I'm so embarrassed. Can I tell you an embarrassing story?
I feel like you could get pulled over by a cop, and you just don't say anything. You just go check the trunk, officer. Click. You know what I mean? Pop the trunk, and then he'd go look, and you'd be scot-free.
You know, can I just tell you something? I'm so embarrassed that I literally, I mean, and I have a freaking Mini Cooper, okay? So it's always, I've got Skin condoms sent me 1,000 condoms for Movember. They're really cute. They're, you know, I love Skin, so they're like, oh, here you go. And you open up the condom, you use them, but then it's little mustaches in them.
Oh.
You know Movember for people guys go mustaches?
The mustaches are
I've got
the
flashlights because now there's these new quick shots.
Does it make your wiener look like it has a mustache?
Yeah, you can put it on your mustache. Oh, did you see I put one on Stanley?
Yeah.
So here's the point. So I went to this very, okay, do you know, you don't watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but Adrian.
Every episode.
Adrian Maloof is on The Real Housewives, or she was on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Her husband was a plastic surgeon. They got divorced, but she's got this massive, beautiful, beautiful home. I had a really nice dinner the other night, and
Nothing
I was
to do
invited.
With the Maloof brothers?
I think
no?
so.
Okay.
So I go there, and it's like really, you know, here's the funny thing. So when you go through security, I mean, first of all, it's up on Mulholland Drive,
yeah,
and I'm in Beverly Hills, but it took me 40 minutes to get there. Like,
ballet drivers.
Driving. Yeah. So you get there, and I get to the gate, and you tell the guard, he rolls, yes, can I help you? I'm like, I'm Emily. He goes, sex with Emily.
Yeah.
So I was like, did Adrian put sex with Emily at the front? He's like, no, I recognize you. I listen to you on Loveline. I love it, which is very funny.
That's sweet.
He's like, do me a favor. If the gate's not open to her house, there's still like another mile drive. Just park on the street. I'm like, okay. So I get there. Of course, I'm late. And I just park on the street. I go inside. And it's like, check out my answer. I have a picture of it. It's just the most beautiful home. It was like a beautiful sit-down dinner. But I get there and the guard comes out, her like personal bodyguard.
Right.
And he's like, hey, can I have where'd you park? Like,
oh,
obviously
no.
There's security cameras.
Right.
And I said, oh, on the street. Well, can I have your keys? And I was like, oh my God. So I just come from the show where I literally on my, just on the seat next to me,
right.
I had about 50 condoms, quick shots, which are the new little fleshlight things. I had a Wee Vibe Tango. I had all these sex toys because I had just done this show. They're always in my car, but they were my front seat. spewed throughout. My car's filthy. Mm. And these are like...
It's like
people.
A sexual so a clown like, exploded.
I said to him, I said, listen, I'm really sorry. It's a total mess. Like, yeah. I have a sex talk show. Like, I literally was whispering to him and then he moved my car and he never said anything because that's his job.
The real problem would be if those like hot shots were all used when you got your car back. You know what I mean? Like the little fleshlights were like all like lubed up and
that
dripping. That would have been a problem. That... Who cares?
It was very embarrassing.
You're like the... that's what I wanted to ask you.
Go.
Dr. Ruth. You're like the young, sexy, good-looking Dr. Ruth. When did you first... Do you remember where you were or how old you were when you first set ears or eyes on Dr. Ruth? Because Dr. Ruth, when I was growing up, she was kind of like the standard.
She was the shit, yeah.
Like, we used to, like, talk about her on like, the playground.
She had a radio show.
Like,
did you?
That. Like she'd be like the not like the butt of jokes, but like kind of like the punchline, or like
right.
You know, like, oh, why don't you go ask Dr. Ruth? Or like if somebody was
she's the only name that's synonymous with sex with
sex doctoring.
Most people think about that. And so when I started my show, I don't remember the first time, but it was probably in college when I got very interested in sex and orgasms because I could not have them.
Right.
I started listening to her and researching her, but I actually had her on the show. I could play that episode, yeah. I did, long time ago. So, but when I started, all I could say was, I want to be the next Dr. Ruth. Like, that was my goal. But now it's like, yeah, I guess she's like 90-something now.
I can't believe she's still ticking. You know what? She must get a lot of oral.
She must get a lot of oral sex because she has good health and plenty of sleep.
It takes a lot of semen.
Okay, so that's, let's get in some emails.
Well, that wasn't a great answer, but thank you.
Well, the first time, dude, I don't remember the first time. I don't even remember, like, I don't think I had lunch. I was going to say what I had for lunch. But I remember studying her when I started becoming interested in sex, and there wasn't a lot of information out there. And I listened to her radio show, and then I met her at an event, and she's 4'9". She's shorter than I am.
Yeah.
She's awesome. Yeah. But I don't remember when I first
Thick
became
accent.
Immersed in sex.
She's kind of going off the radar. I miss that Dr. Ruth.
Should I release that episode with Dr. Ruth?
You should. I think that'd be good.
Okay. On the list. Let's get into emails.
Let's do it.
I love you all. Thank you for emailing me. Feedback at sexwithemily.com. And also, I appreciate when you include your age, where you live, and how you listen. Emily, I'm a 25-year-old woman. I've been dating my boyfriend for almost 2 years. Since we first started dating, he's lost 95 pounds.
Wow.
And I've lost 97 pounds.
Wow.
Congratulations. That's amazing. Wow.
That's a whole person. That's a big person.
I mean, that's that they both did it together. It's so good to have some when you're having like whenever you're trying to like lose weight or exercise, start a new routine. It's so great to have someone to be accountable with and your partner. Congratulations. But here's the issue. Having sex has been rather painful lately. And I'm not sure if he grew, I shrank, or a little bit of both. I was hoping to get some insights as to how we can rectify this situation. And, how we can work around this. It was never an issue before, so I'm thinking it has to do with our new bodies.
Yeah.
Thanks in advance, Kristen.
Their bellies were probably in the way before, right?
Like, well, there was a lot of things. No, your whole body changes. So here's the deal. Losing weight reduces your mons pubis, which is your pubic mound, both in men and women. So it's that layer of the skin that protects your pubic bone. And I always talk about, like, women kind of rub it sometimes because you can have indirect access to your G-spot. So it's right above your clitoris, but you access it. Like you're touching, you know, pubic mound. You can imagine what it is.
They call it pubic hair or something?
No.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, they might. So what happens is that it stops the pubic bone. So wait, okay, so it's a layer of skin and fat that protects your pubic bone, and it stops your pubic bone from hitting your partner during sex, which can be very uncomfortable. When you lose weight all over, Kristen, you're also going to notice a reduction in the pubic mound padding, so your pubic bone is more exposed. And that's why it might feel like he gained an inch or two in his penis after weight loss, which is amazing. The penis also might look more prominent and penetrates deeper because there's less fat surrounding the area. Also, if you've been working out a lot, Kristen, which I'm assuming you have, to achieve this amazing transformation, it's possible that you're feeling tighter down below as well. And also, another thing is that extreme weight loss can also cause for loss in your abdominal muscles, the strength of it, it causes cervix to drop slightly. So that could also explain sharp pains that you're having. So all I have to say to you is do your Kegel exercises and strengthen that area, but also go slow. You got to remember that you have to adjust. I'm sure, Kristen, like this is an amazing accomplishment for both of you, that you're probably going through so many different adjustments in your life right now, you know, professionally, personally, you know, just everything, like physically, how you feel. So give yourself time just to get used to your new bodies and how they fit together. Also, you can start to pick positions that allow you to control like how deep he goes. So don't, you know, avoid positions with deep thrusting, like while he's on top, since that's probably what hurts you the most. So the best positions would be like when you're on top, spooning, missionary position. But if you keep your legs down or closer together, that will give you more control. So there are things you can do to avoid him, like go, like if he puts if you're in missionary and he throws his legs, your legs back. Guys love doing that. Like back your head or over his shoulders. That's going to be painful. Little lube never hurts.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. I think she's probably not lubricating. Some lube. Because that lube, the natural lube comes from fat cells, right? So now that they're all gone.
Yeah, it comes from a lot of different things. And so there might be different times a month you're more lubricating. So I would always say add some lube and definitely do your Kegel exercises. So try some of those variations of the positions. Doing your Kegel floor, you know, doing your pelvic floor muscles. I'm sorry, I told you this whole show is not going to hurt.
Frickin'
floor. And just try new positions. Also, my book, which Anderson mentioned, Hot Sex, over 200 things you could try tonight, actually gives you different variations to different sex moves. You can buy it on Amazon. So just go slow, give your time, and also get checked out by your doctor, because in fact, if your cervix did drop or there's something going on, everything has changed in your life and your body. So check it out, because I don't want you to experience more pain.
What do you think the chances are that these two are going to leave each other for like upgrades? You know what I mean? Because they both got
both upgraded.
I know, but like now they might like turn, like look over their shoulder and be like, hey, look who's looking at me over there now. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, it is true that you do probably get more attention, but I'm hoping that since this experience probably brought them closer together, that's not an issue.
Happened to me. I dated a girl who was very overweight, but she was overweight and had bad acne. And then she like lost a bunch of weight when she was with me, and her skin cleared up, and she became very attractive, and she bailed.
She bailed?
She went for
another guy. How long did you date her?
3 years. Yeah, it was brutal.
Was she like dieting and you saw the...
Yeah, she just grew into herself, I guess. You know, we're young. But yeah, as soon as she got, I was dating her when she was like a 6 and she turned into like a 8.5, 9 and she was out of there.
Were you sad?
Oh, at the time I was heartbroken. Yeah.
Were you like in high school?
Just out of high school. A couple years removed from high school. Yeah.
Well, hopefully they're going to stay together.
I still wish bad things for her.
Stop it. See? You're an angry person. And I'm
no,
just grateful every day. Yeah, you are. Okay. Hey, Emily, I love your show. It's given my fiancé and I some great ideas, and the Kegel Camp app is amazing. Let's get to my question. My fiancé and I are interested in trying a sex party, not for partner swapping. Right now, we're more interested in the voyeuristic aspect of watching and being watched. However, we're having a hard time figuring out how to get into this type of scene. Do you have any advice for how to find a sex party if you're new to the scene? Let me also say we're both in our late 20s and are looking for something that's closer to our age. Thanks for your help and keep up the great work on the show, Greg.
Hang out in public parks. Look for guys with ponytails.
Oh, my God. Please don't.
Follow them home.
I wish you said where you were from, but you didn't, Greg, because the truth is, first of all, I love your adventure spirit. Good for you. And if you listen to my show recently, I did with, it's called Guess Who's Having Sex with Emily, which was a super popular show. Because it's the first time I've ever had about the guy I'm sleeping with,
right,
or about the show.
I've heard good things about that show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did really well. Because it was a first timer. First time I had sex with someone I was actually banging on the show.
Wait.
We talked about going to sex parties.
You just made it sound like it was the first time you'd ever had sex with anyone and he was on the show. So that's not the case. No.
It's the first time that somebody I was having sex with someone, right, that they actually became a guest on the show, because we went to a sex party together. And I loved watching his reaction because it was the first time he'd been to one. And right. I thought, come on the show. Okay. So I love your spirit. And if you're in a big city like New York, San Francisco, finding an event near you might be a little bit easier. I'm not sure where you are. But for smaller towns, you got to do a little bit more reconnaissance. So either way, do your research. Make sure that you find an event that's right for you. And these parties, as they're called, swinger parties, they're more like play parties. So they're kind of perfect because there's no requirement. It's not like you have to like drop your drawers and like have sex with somebody else and swap. You really don't. And if you are interested in the voyeuristic element, this is perfectly welcome at a lot of these parties. You know, it's for couples and single women. So here's some places you can go to look. You can go to FetLife, FetLife.com, Cassidy, Cassidie.com. Great resource for you. It's kind of similar to FetLife, but a little less kinky, unless you're into that kind of thing. It's a social network for connecting with people with similar sexual interests. And yes, voyeurism is included. You can check that voyeurism box. And that's also great for swingers and uninhibited sexually adventurous couples. The site lists events and parties in your area. There's also groupdesire.net. Check that out. And also local sex shops. I'm not sure where you live again, but that's a great resource. I mean, you're there going, hey, you know, I want to have a clitoral orgasm, or we want to be tied up. You can be like, do you know any great sex parties? Those are the people they're going to know, because every town's got some kind of sex shop, right? So you can talk to the employees there and it won't be uncomfortable or odd because they talk about sex all day long. Also, I recommend Holly and Michael's podcast called Swing. It's an amazing podcast. They're great. They're on Playboy Radio. They talk about it a lot. And if you check out their website, they might have more information for you. But I think it's great that you're exploring this because, again, you just go. It's a great adventure. It's great foreplay. You get turned on by watching people and then you go home. And it's not even weird or that awkward. Everyone check out that episode. You'll see what I mean. Thank you for emailing me. Okay. Yeah, that was good. Have you been to a sex party? No.
I've been to like weird places.
It's so interesting because you go and it's like you go and it really is like a normal party. You're just like hanging out, have a drink. So then all of a sudden after an hour, people are having sex, but you don't have to. Mm-hmm. You can watch. It's a good time.
Yeah, I've been in clubs.
It's different than like Netflix and chill.
Yeah, it's adventurous. And I think that most of those, I don't know. Don't give me that look. You're giving me that look.
You don't want to go?
No, I don't want to go to a sex party.
Maybe on your wife's birthday.
Oh, she would love that.
Really fun.
No.
Okay, long distance intimacy. Dear Emily, my partner is away for a few months for his career. The lack of physical intimacy has been really difficult. Do you have any suggestions for maintaining intimacy while in a temporary long distance relationship? Thanks, Alex.
It's a tailor-made question for Em.
Why?
Because you have like plenty of good advice.
Oh, you already know that?
Yeah.
What am I going to say?
We're going to talk about those remote control panties, I would think.
Oh my God.
Right?
The Wee Vibe, yeah. It's amazing. But the truth is, yes, first of all, there are, because you're talking about intimacy. So I can say like, yes, you know, relationships definitely are very challenging on their own. And then when you add the miles in between you, things definitely get trickier for sure. But if you can work it through and you know that you want to be together, you've got to do everything you can to enhance intimacy. So communication, as we know, is important for all relationships, especially if you're in a long distance one. So make sure you set up dates and time to talk and you keep them like a real date, okay? You can plan visits, make sure that you're having visits. I know that he's away for 3 weeks, but hopefully you can, you know, make time to see each other. And when you do, make sure you have new experiences, not just like going out to the local museum or whatever it is, but like a new sexual experience. So this is a great time. Here's the thing. When people are long distance or they're not face to face, it's a great time to like build your bucket lists and exchange them, or to like, sometimes the reason why people love phone sex is because they can say things or reenact scenes that they actually want to happen, but they can't tell their partner. So it's a great time to kind of explore all of this. You can send erotic emails. You can talk about what you want to do to each other. You can have, obviously sexting is great.
A little Skype.
And also Skype or FaceTime. Amazing. Great for communication. Use it for your phone dates. And it's funny because I don't FaceTime nearly enough, but when I do, and I do with my nieces, I feel so much closer to them, like, because they're in Michigan. It's like I feel like I just, you know, everyone's, right. I don't do it enough, but neither do I.
It's like such a new technology, and I guess I'm a little too old. Like, I don't think about it the way I should. It's like I should just do FaceTime all the time with, like, my mom and stuff.
I know. Me too with my mom. I know.
Occur to me. I just call her because I'm an old man, and I do the old rotary dialing thing.
I know.
It's like,
you got a rotary dial. We got to work on that. But I actually feel like it really does help you because you're talking about intimacy. So it can be even better than sex. Skype sex, because mutual masturbation is great. Mm. You guys can mutually masturbate. You can try the Oh My Bod, which is a remote control vibrator that he can control through his iPhone or through any phone. It's an app for any phone. And you can wear it. You can put it in panties. There's one by Oh My Bod as well. And he can control it during the day or while you're on the phone together. That's pretty cool. You can do a strip tease. You can warm up to fun things. Like, this is kind of a great time for you to, when you're doing, and that's saying every time, you can just talk about your day. But talk about the things that you wouldn't normally talk about. And also, try out the sex toys. Try some. Oh, it's the Wee Vibe 4 Plus. That's the one that has the remote control.
Okay, and the panties.
And right. The panties. Yep, exactly.
Panties, bad word. Girls don't like panties. The word panties.
Not really, but yeah. It's so much better than underwear.
Is it? I think
so, right?
Well,
there needs something in the middle. Panties.
Underpants. That's even worse. Britches.
I know.
What about britches?
Not britches.
I still like the idea of this remote control vibrator doubling as a drone. I still like that. I still like the idea of maybe like him being able to drone the vibrator in and like comes to her house, you know, like, and then she can like fold it down and put the propellers inside it or something. Then it becomes like a sex toy. That'd be cool if he could fly it in. You know what I mean?
Well,
and then when she's done, it just flies back to him. Like, oh, that'd be great.
Well, here's the other thing. There's also, Fleshlight just invented the Kiru. It's K-I-R-U. No, but what it is
house?
He uses it like a fleshlight. She's got the dildo, and they can. It's like they're actually having sex, so they're on Skype or FaceTime. When she inserts it inside and he's using the fleshlight, he can feel what she's feeling. She can feel what he's feeling. The Kiru. Check it out on the fleshlight.com site. It's friggin' amazing. It's a little expensive, but if you really want to up your game, like you're having virtual sex.
What the H?
Yeah, it's amazing. I can't believe I haven't talked about it enough. I really should talk about it more. And the fun thing you should think about because you say you want to enhance intimacy. Let me just finish this up. Is that what intimacy means is that you're able to communicate about things. And I'm sure you guys have great communication, but when it comes to sex, most couples are really challenged. Whether they've been together 5 months, 5 years, 20 years, they cannot talk about sex. So this is a great time to to set it up like this month, we're going to cover like our bucket list for this year. Or let's try talking dirty, do some research going into it. So every time you do feel like you're not only enhancing your intimacy, in your relationship overall, but your sexual intimacy as well. So when you see each other, you'll be learning about what each other wants and it'll be that much more greater.
It sounds like this 3 weeks could actually make their sex life better.
It's 3 months.
3 months?
I think you said
3 weeks once.
Sure
you did. So 3 months. I was thinking when you said 3 weeks, I was like, get over it, honey.
A few months.
Okay, that is a challenge.
No, that's big, but that's why I think it can be. Let's look at the upside.
It could actually, if you take Emily's advice on this, your sex life is actually be better by the time you guys get back together.
I think so too. Yeah. You could even come up with fantasies, and because a lot of women don't fantasize as much, so think about fantasies, share that with them, write them sexy notes, emails. You got this, honey. Okay, that's what we got time for. Thank you, Anderson. And here's another thing I got to say real quick. We are looking for interns. We're looking for marketing interns, social media. Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can check it out on internmatch.com or Craigslist or just email us for more information. Thank you to Anderson, producer Madison, Lori, Alyssa, and intern Jamie. You can apply at internships.com or internmatch. I love you all. Thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everybody, speaking of fleshlight, that's time. It's time to talk about your penis. They have this new thing, Anderson, called the Quick Shot, and it's smaller than your regular fleshlight.
Right,
meaning
you had a bunch on your passenger side.
My
friggin'
thing that the security guard probably stole, but it's so cool. It's your handy helper. If you think blowjob is actually a job, you can use it. It's double-ended, and you use it to, as you're going up and down on his mouth. It's shaped like a cylinder, and it's easily to clean up. It's great for blowjobs, handjobs. It's just great for him. He can throw it in his bag on the go, and it can almost fit in your pocket. There's also the stamina training unit to help you last longer in bed. I know you guys have been listening for a while, and you love the fleshlight because I know you all buy them and you like it because you think you have your hand, but you have not tried the fleshlight yet. So check it out. It's patented skin material that feels
NASA.
Like the real thing made
NASA.
By NASA. Go to sexwithemily.com, click on the fleshlight banner, use code Emily and get a free bottle of their award-winning flesh lube. I'm going to talk about your penis again for a minute. I'm going to tell you about Promescent.
Ooh.
Yeah. So some men, your penis size is totally fine. But sometimes you want to last a little bit longer in bed. Maybe you last a minute and you want to last two. Maybe you last 5 minutes and you want to last 10. And also, one in three men actually suffers from premature ejaculation, whereas they can't control their ejaculation. So Promescent is a quickly absorbing delay spray. It allows you to have the sex that you want so you don't have to focus on baseball or whatever it is that you think about. And then you're not in the moment and then you're not enjoying sex. But Promescent closes the arousal gap between men and women. And so women take longer to orgasm. If you haven't figured that out yet, we just do. So you'll last longer and everyone goes home happy. So try Promescent, PROMESCENT.com. Thanks for listening.